it's time for me to be honest. It's not me, it's you. It's really you. No, hold on. I got a text message coming through. Actually, you know what? I gotta go. This date is over. I need to see Miss Marie.
You're listening to This Date Is Over Radio right here on The Flow with your host, Miss Marie, coming to you live from the I Am For Radio Broadcasting Network on rocktheflow.com. Thank you so much for joining me this evening. I'm so excited to be here. Well, here on This Date Is Over Radio, we discuss all things dating, the good, the bad, and in a lot of cases, the ugly. So won't you guys do me a favor, a quick favor that is, go to the website, thisdateisover.com, post your bad date stories and relationship tidbits, because it's out there for you. It's not just about me and my bad dates. I don't have too many bad dates anymore, but I'm just saying, I know I'm not the only person that had a bad date before, and that's exactly why I created the website, so you guys can post your stories as well. It's just for kicks and giggles, so go right on over to thisdateisover.com. Now, if you are a first-time listener, welcome. And if you are a regular, welcome back. I'm happy that you are here on this Super Bowl Sunday. I got DJ Easy joining me once again in the studio. Say what's up to the good people.
What's up? D.C., Maryland, Virginia, metro area,
always. We ain't just in the metro area. We all over.
I know,
it's online radio.
I'm not.
We touching all places.
I know, I'm not worldwide like you yet.
I ain't worldwide.
I'm not worldwide yet.
I am not worldwide yet. And we also got Coriel on the line. Coriel, are you there? Okay, maybe I hit the wrong button. I'm going to figure that out in a second because I got too many cords here.
I'm here. I was on mute. I'm here.
Oh, okay. Cool. We're going to introduce, you know, get everybody their full introductions after the break. I just want everybody to say a quick hello because Coriel is from the Single Wives Club. So stay tuned for more information about all the great things that she is doing with her organization, her club. But you guys, we have this totally awesome party bus. And DJ Easy is going to be on the party bus. OMG. It's the day after Valentine's Day. It's the Be My Valentine party bus tour. We're going to be hitting some spots in the D.C. metropolitan area. So get your tickets. You can go to thisdateisover.com and click on the link to take you there. Or you can go directly to, it's a very long URL, but I'm going to give it to you anyways. It's bemineparty bus.eventbrite.com. Now, keep in mind that you can give us a call in the studio. The number is 301-560-6992, because we are talking about love. You know, love, everybody wants it, everybody needs it, but are you ready for love? Ponder on that. Let me know if you are ready. And, you know, we want to figure out how can we prepare for love if, you know, if we aren't quite ready. So the number once again is 301-560-6992. 301-560-6992. You can also tweet me at Date Is Over, and that's also Date Is Over on Instagram. And like us on Facebook, facebook.com/thisdateisover. So we're going to get into some music and right back with you after the break to discuss, are you ready for love? So keep it right here on The Flow.
To be held in your captivity. and all the time that it takes just to stay in your good grace.
Is what I'm for. How's Amsterdam? down to Spain, into Morocco, Marrakesh. Take all the flesh, keep it fresh, take a press. We've come so far. Wanna get back to love? How do we get back to love? How do we get back to love? Baby, back to love. How do we get back to love? How do we get back to love? Like the fruit that falls from the trees, stronger than the rose that grows from the concrete. In the light of the sun, the good love revolving around us. Baby, back to love. How do we get back to love? How do we get back to love? Yeah, girl, back to love. How do we get back to love? How do we get back to love?
Look down at your phone? You did it again, didn't you? You know, you're flying down the road in a 3-ton hunk of steel, and a text takes your eyes off the road for an average of 5 seconds. At 55 miles per hour, that's long enough to travel the length of a football field and cause some serious damage. Turn it off. Trust me. Whatever it is, you'll live.
Learn more at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
At Highway...
You're listening to The State is Over Radio right here on The Flow with your host, Miss Marie, coming to you live from the I Am For Radio Broadcasting Network on rocktheflow.com. You just heard music from the group called The Internet. The song was Red Balloon. Right before that was Bilal with Back to Love. And I could not start the show off without having some India RE ready for love, because tonight we are asking the question, are you ready for love? And in the studio joining me tonight, I have DJ Easy. What's up, DJ Easy? Say hello to the good people.
Yes, I want to say what's up to the metro area and worldwide.
Tell the people about yourself. Where you from?
I'm from the D.C. area, D.C. area, and I was raised in a small country town called Heathsville, Virginia.
Heathsville, Virginia?
Yeah, no stoplights, no movie theaters, no McDonald's, no nothing.
So people in Heathsville are probably very healthy.
Yeah. You're right.
So, and on the line, we have Coriel. She is from the Single Wives Club. Hey, Coriel.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Thanks for joining us. I'm going to read your bio really quickly. Coriel is the single wife, a single woman setting standards for herself and the men in her life. She encourages all single women to recognize their true value, learn their worth, and never let anyone determine their destiny. She's living, learning, and sharing her experience on her lifestyle blog, IamTheSingleWife.com. And for information on joining her elite sisterhood, visit TheSingleWivesClub.com. So thank you so much, Coriel. We are talking about tonight, are you ready for love? And I wanted to, you know, kind of get an idea. How can somebody prepare for love, in your humble opinion, Coriel?
I definitely feel like preparing for love means that you understand what love is, not just for other people, but for yourself. And I'm a firm believer that it all starts with self-love. So learning, you know, falling in love with yourself, learning your strengths, learning what you really have going on, what makes you happy, what makes you smile, what makes your life worthwhile. Because I've been through it all, and I feel like until you know what makes you happy and what love truly means and how to love yourself, then you're not ready to love somebody else and to even accept love from somebody else.
So what say you, DJ Easy?
Wow, she said it all.
Right?
I mean, you got to love yourself before you can, you know, pass on love to anybody else. I mean, really, that goes with your self-esteem.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you don't have good self-esteem and, you know, thinking great things about yourself when you wake up in the morning, you have nothing to offer anybody. So, I mean, I totally agree with her.
But some people, they might have great self-esteem, but they still don't have anything to offer. And let me preface this by, you know, I met this guy, and try not to be harsh. I met this guy, right? Nice guy, very handsome, but when I call him a have-not, like, he did not have a job, a steady job. He did not have a car. He did not have his own place. He just he didn't have a pot to piss in or a window to throw it out of. But he was, you know, well, you know, I'm ready for love. I'm ready for a girlfriend. I'm like, I'm going to need you to get a job, my man. Well, I didn't say that to him, but of course, that's what I was thinking. But he thought that he was ready. He thought he was in a position. Like, he didn't even have a car.
So was this on a date, or you were just talking to him, or what was this?
We went out, but after, you know, in subsequent conversations.
After the first date, it was over.
The date was over.
Yes.
Like I said, he was a nice guy. But I could not put myself in that situation, because that would take me off balance, you know, in my life.
You happen to support somebody else, and
yeah,
you go out on a date, you're paying, and he's over here.
it's beyond the paying. It's just like he's not doing anything.
Has nothing to offer.
Yeah, so, but he thought he was ready for love. So what would you say to somebody like that, Coriel? Are you still with us?
I'm sorry. I know I'm killing y'all. I keep my phone on mute. I hate when I hear background noise. I'm sorry. but I definitely feel like somebody like that needs to get themselves together before they think that they're ready to entertain social experiences. I'm all about preparing yourself for life before you try to prepare yourself for relationships or for dating. And I feel like sometimes you have to take a step back and make sure you have yourself together before you, you know, go out and try to meet other people and try to entertain other people, because he sounds like he doesn't really have, he shouldn't be spending his time entertaining other people. He should be spending his time getting himself together.
Right, but a lot of guys don't think that. I meet guys that say, well, I still need to date. Like, no, you don't. Like, you need to get your finances together, or, you know,
Take care of your child.
I feel like that because we're dating them. You know, we're like you say, you didn't really say anything to him. We go along with it. We make excuses. We pay for the dates. We, you know, let them think that that's okay. So, of course, they're going to continue to do that if they're still finding success. You know,
that's true.
Most unsuccessful men still have dates. They're still having sex. They're still entertaining women. Women are entertaining them. So, if we don't have any standards, then, of course, they're going to continue to, you know, do the bare minimum as long as we're accepting that.
And that's why I said farewell. Once I found out, I was like, oh, you know what? I can't do it.
Lose my number.
I'm so sorry. But it, but like she said, I mean, it happens a lot. And it has to do with standards. Because, unfortunately, somebody will date that. They'll see, you know, his good looks and like, oh, my gosh, he's so handsome. He's so fine. I'm going to, you know, I'll overlook the fact that he doesn't pay child support. I'll overlook the fact that he doesn't have a job. I'll overlook the fact that he hasn't even completed his education. I'll look overlook the fact that he's living on his brother's couch. And they will get with that.
Yeah, but you, I mean, you know, you got to, like you said, you got to, that first date or that first conversation, you got to ask, you know, where you working at? Are you going to school?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have your own place? You living with your mom? Or how are you getting around? The metro's good, but if you don't have your own ride, so, you know, how's that going to work out?
So you got to ask those qualifying questions
beginning. Yeah, male and female. I mean, men have to ask those questions too, but our standards sometimes are a lot lower than women's are, because we'll take a nice looking woman and just, you know, she don't have to have a job. She can be driving a hoopty, still living with her mom, but she looks nice. We're gonna be there for a little bit. So
do you think it's because, you know, men tend to be the provider, so they're okay with providing for a woman who doesn't have as much as he has?
Well, men tend to look for more, you know, if they have their own, and they, you know, they're looking at a woman, they're not looking at a woman as far as the long term. They're looking for a woman for the short term. They're looking, you know,
oh,
sexually.
Right. She looked good. Her clothes will look real good on my bedroom
off,
floor.
Yeah, off. Right. Yeah, that's what you look at when you're a man, especially if you're a young man. Mm-hmm. You know, you get over the now, you know, hey, what are you doing with your life? You know, do you have a job? You know, most men ask, how many kids do you have? But how many baby daddies? And, you know, that's the kind of questions that we ask, you know. So, you know, it's just, whew. This is going to be a great topic.
You're going to take a breath on that.
Yeah, this is going to be a great topic.
Yeah, so when it comes to tangible things that a person, like, what are some actual activities? I'm going to pass it to you, Coriel. Like, what can somebody do to prepare for love? Do they need to go to counseling? Or do they start joining, like, women's or men's groups, you know, different ministries? What are some things that a person can do to prepare themselves to, you know, be the right person for Mr. or Mrs. Right?
Well, I'm a big fan of not necessarily making a list of what you want in somebody else, but figuring out what you have to offer, you know, because I'm all about the law of attraction, and I know that like attracts like. So if I'm my best self, then I have a better chance of attracting the best mate for me. If I'm messed up, if I have baggage, then I'm going to attract someone who has those same issues. So I'm all about self-awareness and figuring out your strengths, figuring out what you need to work on. If, in fact, you do have some issues that you need to talk to someone about, I'm all for it. You know, I know a lot of times we are ashamed of it, or we feel like only crazy people go to therapy or talk to people. But there are some things that we just need other people to listen to and to ask the right questions about. And sometimes we can't do that for ourselves. So whatever issues you do have, I'm all about figuring that out now, as opposed to, you know, spending your time trying to get with somebody and then those issues still hold you back from, you know, being in a relationship that you want to be in. So definitely taking an inventory of yourself. I blog a lot about that, just about the different things that I've personally done, you know, the list that I've made and the kind of selfie, I call them selfie challenges, when you're really figuring out what's going on with you. And not so much looking on, you know, how you look on the outside, but figuring out what's really going on the inside.
Lord Jesus, yes.
You know, taking that inventory and saying, okay, these are the things I'm really, really good at. These are the things I know that I still need to work on. And then just being honest with yourself and being able to admit, you know, your weaknesses, so that you can move forward and build on it and become the person that you want to be with.
Well, you hit the nail on the head. Like, people are not honest with themselves. And the other thing that I find, you know, to be you know, startling is that people, you know, especially women, well, guys too, but we will invest the money to get our hair looking good, get that face beat, our nails done. We have everything on exterior looking good, but we will not take that same money invest on the interior. And that's baffling to me. I remember when I told people that I had a life coach, I'm like, what for? Like, what are you, like, depressed? I'm like, no. Like, I don't have to be
trying
depressed.
Trying to better yourself.
Right. And people don't understand. Yeah. Like, if you want to get better at basketball or any sport, what you going to do? You going to get a coach. You want to lose weight? You going to get a coach. But when it comes to stuff that's interior, people are like, oh, no, I got this. I don't need somebody telling me how to live my life. I don't need somebody telling me what to do. I got this.
Exactly. Even with like finances.
Oh God, yes.
Finances. You know, you've been stuck in this lane for forever, but you don't want to get somebody that can help you get out of this financial rut that you're in. You know, and you're always complaining. Me and a guy of mine, we were working together.
Whoa, whoa. Did you say S at the end of that?
Huh?
Did you say MINES?
MINES.
Mm-hmm. That word is banned from the show.
MINES. Mines.
Yeah.
Oh, excuse me.
I'm sorry. Oh, everybody, that word is banned from the show.
Oh, mines.
Okay. No, it's mine. That's a pet peeve. I'm sorry, as you were saying.
Oh, okay. I didn't realize I said mines. Okay.
Let me stop messing with DJ.
You should have told me the do's and the don'ts before I put my headphones on.
I know, right?
Now you just embarrassed me in front of the whole nation.
Oh, no, I didn't. I still love you, though. We're still friends.
Me and a buddy of mine, we were, you know, at my job, and we were just riding around, and we looked and saw this packed out Mercedes, you know, with rims and everything. Mm-hmm. And it was in the projects, and I'm like, okay, they're in a $500 a month apartment, and this is a $100,000 decked out car. And that wasn't the only car we seen. There was like plenty of cars, and people put value on that type of thing instead of bettering themselves. Like you said, you had a life coach.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people need life coaches, you know. So I wanted to ask her a question.
Is this
website just for women, or can guys log onto your website?
Definitely. We have a lot of great information that is good for life, not just for women preparing for marriage. And I know that's one of the misconceptions that I saw that somebody posted on your picture that we're anti-feminist. And I think that in light of Beyonce's wonderful business move and her album and how she talks about feminism, how it's all about equal rights and being your own person and working on yourself, that's what we're all about. It's all about empowerment. We're definitely not anti-men. We want men. We want to marry men, and we want to be right for y'all. So it's not, you know, that we want to be at home being housewives, but we promote business, entrepreneurial skills. So we're all about becoming a better woman before you become a wife, not just bettering yourself for a man, but bettering yourself for life, period. And so all of the information on there, everything from fashion to beauty to health to fitness, there's information that anybody will find useful on the website. And I have a lot of great interviews, a lot of videos, and all kinds of resources for everybody.
That's good, because I know I wanted to say that for the second half of the show, just to talk about your organization and a lot of the misconceptions, because, you know, when I put it out there, like on Facebook and Instagram, and people had like an instant, no, that's crazy, that's a joke. But we'll talk about that in the second hour of the show, because I don't think that this is a crazy or a joke when it comes to the organization, because they're doing a lot of great things.
I mean, what she's been talking about, a lot of men need exactly, it's not just women that need uplifting. It's not just women that need to get their life together. It's not just women that need to do things in order to find love and to order, you know, to be a good man for their woman.
So does that mean that you'll be starting the Single Husbands Club? Is that what you're saying? Is that what you're saying? Did you just volunteer, DJ
Z? No.
Well, hold that thought, because we got to go to commercial. So keep it right here on the flow. If you want to get in on tonight's topic, are you ready for love? Give us a call. The number is 301-560-6992. 301-560-6992. You can tweet me or hit me on Instagram at dateisover. And like the Facebook page, facebook.com/thisdateisover. So keep it right here on the flow.
My name is Dale. Kuzinski, a volunteer with United Way to help the homeless in my community learn computer skills and build a basic resume. I don't just wear this shirt, I live it.
Give, advocate, volunteer, live united. Go to liveunited.org, brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
In my day, but just like the wind, they've all blown away. See, to love someone, it's an atmosphere that you both still share when one's not there. There's no real way it can be explained. I guess it's the way I smile when I hear your name. It's the little things you do that mean so much. It's the care that you put into every touch. It's the way I trust you and you trust me. I guess some of us are so lucky.
I was known for having the upper hand. I was known as Stone Cold Ladies Man. If it wasn't for you, I'd be that way still. But lately, there's a change in Jalil. Though my friends play games and tease me a lot, I know I'm more than happy with what I've got. When I get up in the morning and go to work, you see, all day long, I stay alert. Until we come home at night and close the doors, two people share one common core. When I say one love, you can trust me, cause never have I been so lucky.
One love. Just to have just one love. One love, one love. You're lucky just to have just one. One love, one love. You're lucky just to have just one love. One love, one love. You're lucky just to have just one. One love, one love. You're lucky just to have just one love.
To have just left me cold. I used to buy her everything from diamonds to gold. At first I thought she'd left me cause I didn't buy her enough. But then she left me a note along with all my stuff. Said maybe one of these days you'll have to learn that love is something that you gotta earn. And once you earn it, got to know how to keep it. You got to want it as well as you need it. To have lost love was a hurting lesson, but to have had love was a definite blessing. Now I know what the Beatles were thinking of when they said that money can't buy me love.
When you say lost love, what do you mean? I just went through the exact same thing. Mine was lost for a whole different reason. I lost my love because of cheating. Started roaming through the streets all day and night. I guess greedy best describes such an appetite. I wish I had her back, but it remains a wish. I guess a bird in the hand beats two in the bush. I'd like to thank you, girl, for teaching me love. Because all in all, I had a ball. I guess it's better to have loved and to have lost than to never had loved at all.
One love, one love. You're lucky just to have just one love. One love, one love. You're lucky just to have just one. One love, one love. You're lucky just to have just one love. One love, one love. You're lucky just to have just one. One love, one love. You're lucky just to have just one.
About who is for real and who is fake, so you can learn from our mistakes.
Cause it was already written, done and said, so you can stay two steps ahead. It's for the love which you give, it's for the one we live, it's for the vibrant letter, means may we last forever.
One love, one love. You're lucky just to have just one love. Just one love.
You're listening to This Date Is Over Radio right here on the Flow with your host, Miss Marie. Just heard music from Houdini. I had to take y'all all the way back. The song was One Love. I used to love me some Houdini, by the way. I still do.
Jalil. Yeah. Next to see which one. The dark-skinned brother or the brother with the green eyes?
Green eyes, because I got green eyes, so I kind of had a thing for him. I was like, ooh, we have matching eyes, even though he was way too old for me at that time when they were out. But by the way, we got DJ Easy in the studio. What's up, DJ Easy?
How you doing, Miss Marie?
Hey, I'm well. And we also got Coriel from the Single Wives Club on the line, because tonight we are talking about, you know, are you ready for love? And continuing on with the discussion, I also forgot to give you guys a number once again. The number is 301-560-6992. But one of the things I also find with people who say they are ready for love, and they just might be, or maybe not, I don't know, you be the judge, but people will say that they're ready for love, they're ready to receive love, but these same people are not ready to give love. And I come across, you know, those people like, oh, I'm so ready, but then they find somebody to love them, but they don't love them back. Like, they don't put in that effort, they don't put in the time. So what
I mean, how do you know when that person is the right person? How do you know, you know, I mean, you don't want to give your all and you don't know if that person is the right person or not. How do you know, when, I mean, you don't know when love's going to hit you,
right.
But at the same time, you know, if that person is not the right person and then you give your all to that person and it doesn't work out, then.
And that's
what
I'm saying. Like, you know, you chose that person to be with you, but you're not going to give them. They're giving you love, but you're not giving it back.
Yeah, but I mean, that's kind of a 50-50 thing. I mean, you don't know whether they're giving you love. I mean, they're giving you 100%. So why should you give them 100% back? That's, I mean, I'm saying,
why would you be in a relationship with somebody if you're not going to give them 100%?
No, but you gotta, if you, just like you said, it, you want to give love, but you don't know if you're receiving love.
No, I said people are open to receiving love, but they're not prepared to give love. They will take, but they won't give.
Oh, I mean,
that's what I'm saying.
There's a lot of people out here like that. I mean, you're never going to find anybody until you decide to give up yourself. You know, throw it out there. I mean, it might not work out. It may work out, but unless you put it out there, like you said, unless you give love, you're never going to know whether you're in love or not. You can take all day long and, you know, nothing's going to come of it if you don't give that love back.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I definitely can understand you on that one.
Thank definitely. You, DJ Easy. I appreciate the understanding.
I definitely can understand you on that one.
So, Coriel, I know, you know, I'm a woman, so a lot of women are more open when it comes to love and expressing love and wanting to be in love. Guys, sometimes they're not as, you know, open with their emotions. So how do you know, like, when a guy is ready? When is a guy ready for love? When is he ready to settle down?
I can't say there's a science to it. I definitely feel like the situation that you're speaking of, as far as willing to give your all, or not willing to give your all, but willing to accept it, is like the man thing. And women, a lot of times, we give too much. And sometimes even don't know how to receive as much as we give.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that you'll only ever know if a man is ready by him proving that he's ready. You know, we try to tell ourselves he's ready, we may like him for 2 weeks going strong and feel like, you know, he's done good these 10 days, so he must be ready. But I think a lot of times we rush things and we create in our mind what we want it to be instead of actually paying attention and, you know, seeing what it really is and making them prove that they're ready, as opposed to just really falling in love with them or thinking we're in love with them, mm-hmm. and, you know, and thinking that they're ready, as opposed to, you know, giving it time and taking things slow and letting them earn everything that they, you know, that they deserve to earn, as opposed to just giving them everything.
Right.
And then hoping that they appreciate it.
Like, how do you scale that back? Because, you know, I had a bad habit of that. Like, oh my gosh, we have so much fun together. I really like him. Oh, I love him. Like, oh, wait a minute. He ain't called me in 3 weeks.
I'm just
exactly. And then you like him so much that when he does call you, it doesn't even matter why. You know, we make up all this stuff in our head and then we let it go because we like him. So mm-hmm. it's like making them prove it and sticking to your guns.
I think women, not all women, mm-hmm. let me put this out there, not all women. Mm-hmm. Some women give themselves up too much. They, mm-hmm. you know, they throw 110% at it before they know whether the guy's giving 110%.
Before they even know if he likes you. Yeah. Y'all ain't even committed.
Yeah. And sometimes women may use sex to get love.
Mm-hmm.
Men, they use love to get sex. I mean, you know, me, myself, personally, mm-hmm. a man's going to respect you more if you don't, the first week you with them, you know, y'all in bed together. If you wait 3 months, 6 months, or whatever,
mm-hmm.
whatever that book is, I Think I'm in Love. What's the book? I mean, not the book,
think
the
like,
movie.
Think like a man.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah. If you wait some time, you're going to find out if the man loves you.
And how does that work, too? You. Because I know, you know, a lot of women, especially in the D.C. area, when the ratio, Lord Jesus, it's in the man's favor out here. It is like 200 women to one man in D.C. So, you know, guys have that option, though, which you won't do. Somebody else will. So that woman is thinking,
yes.
okay,
yes.
well, if I don't put out on the first date or if I don't do X, Y, and Z on the second date, then he's going to find somebody else to do it for him. So they lower their standards and themselves to be with this guy because they're so hungry for love and they're ready for love. But they're like, you know what? Maybe he doesn't have to hold the door open for me. Maybe he can call me the B word because, you know, I want to have somebody. So what advice would you give to that woman, Coriel?
I would say that lowering your standards doesn't keep a man around. It just lets him know how easy you really are. You mm-hmm. can talk a good game, but you have to be able to follow through. You know, we always have these standards that we know we're going to live by, and then we meet somebody who we like for 2 days, and all of that goes down the drain. So, you know, men are simple. They see what it is. They don't really care what you say. They're going to see what your actions are. And what I have learned is they are going to try you no matter what. So it's up to you whether you give in or not. But, you know, they see what you show them. And you can only live up to your word. That's up to you. You know, whether you follow through or not,
mm-hmm.
it's on you. But men know what it is, and you know they're easy. They see what you show them, and they don't really care what you talk. Cause a lot of us say that we have all these standards and have all these rules, and then you know they say the right things and they do the right things for a little while, and we let it all go. We let our guard down. We give it all up, and then it's like you expect so much, but you haven't really shown them that you expect that much. So I think the guys they read into us pretty easy.
Mm-hmm.
But knowing, even when you are really feeling somebody, knowing that you can still maintain your standards, still know what you deserve, and not give in too soon, that is, I think, where we mess up. And not, you know, I don't feel like I have to be so desperate that I'm willing to let my standards go because I just demand so bad. You know,
right.
if that was the case, it would be anybody, but I would rather wait for something that is right for me and that is worth putting my all into, as opposed to putting my all into something that I know isn't even worth my time just because I'm bored or I'm mm-hmm. lonely or I just feel like, you know, when is he going to come along? I'm just going to force it with whoever's here right now. That's a waste of time, and you're not going to be happy doing that.
Yes,
way.
Ladies, please do not be motivated by loneliness. Don't let that be your motivator, because that will get you into a lot of trouble. You think you might be in love with this guy. You think he likes you. No, honey, he is using you. He knows what to say because he's trying to, you know, he's filling that void for you at that particular time. And he's just really not that into you. But you don't even know it because he's yeah. hanging around. He's lurking.
Yes. A lot of guys out there like that. I mean, you know, they they see a weakness and they, you know, they just go for that weakness.
They will pray on that, honey.
Yeah, and, you know, and...
But sorry, I got to cut you off, okay. DJ Easy. Oh, sorry about that. But we got to go to commercial. So you can give us a call. The number to the studio is 301-560-6992. 301-560-6992. You can also hit me on Facebook, facebook.com/thisdateisover. And tweet me or hit me on Instagram @dateisover. So keep it right here on The Flow.
At highway speeds, the average text takes your eyes off the road for about 5 seconds. That's enough time to travel the length of a football field. Stop texts, stoprex.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
I'm Kendall, and you are listening to This Date Is Over Radio with my auntie, Miss Marie, right here on The Flow.
I'm not afraid.
You're listening to This Date Is Over Radio right here on The Flow with your host, Miss Marie, coming to you live from the IM for Radio Broadcasting Network on rocktheflow.com. Make certain you catch us each and every Sunday night on The Flow. That's rocktheflow.com. For This Date Is Over Radio, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 10 to midnight. We have some fun in the studio, some great conversation and all that jazz, because we believe, even though thisdateisover.com is about bad dates, you know, I do believe in healthy and loving relationships. So don't think for one second that I actually want you guys to go on bad dates. I just want you to recap your bad date on thisdateisover.com. That way you can learn from your mistakes. You can see what other people have done wrong and not commit those same offenses. So anyways, post your bad date stories to thisdateisover.com. And also, congrats to, what, the Seahawks? They won the Super Bowl?
Yes.
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 So, that way, was way to go, Richard Sherman.
Yes.
That was the only reason why I had, you know, I didn't really care either way who won. But
I want to see the interview of him. I know he probably,
don't you ever.
Yeah, he's probably doing something stupid that he's going to have to recant.
I don't think he's doing anything stupid. I mean, you know what? You got that adrenaline.
And the heat, in the heat of battle, you know, you got to say some stuff that, you know, you might not necessarily mean, but at the time.
Mm-hmm. You took it a little too overboard. Like, come on now. Really? You think he's going to be all gentle? Like, you just won the game. Okay, well, thank you. You know, I appreciate it. Come on now.
I want to get a shout out to the San Francisco 49ers.
Right.
And, you know.
Get out of here. But anyways, ladies and gentlemen, you have DJ Easy in the studio.
Yes, I am. Yes, I am. Given my comments, do not take my comments to heart.
Ladies and gents, I am not an expert.
Yes, I'm not an expert. So, no way.
We are just using this as a platform to, you know, to give you information. You can take it how you want it. We hope that it will benefit your lives as well as our own, because, you know, I try to take the advice that I give on the show. But also, we have Coriel on the line. What's up, Coriel?
Hey.
And tonight we're talking about, are you ready for love? And I wanted to go back to my earlier question. You know, how can a person prepare for love? What are some tangible things? And I know, Coriel, you mentioned, you know, take that self-inventory. You know, go through that, you know, what it is that we need to fix or enhance within ourselves. And also, you know, what great things that we're bringing to the table so that we can find somebody that, you know, is cohesive, that complements what we have to offer. So what are some other things? Is it like a church group or a women's group, or are there any type of activities, financial seminars? Like, what is your recommendation?
Well, for the Single Wives Club, we are, our goal is to create a holistic approach to creating a well-rounded wife. So it's not just preparing you to be in a relationship, but like I said, it's concrete skills that you need for life, period. So whether it's creating a workout regimen, you know, we talk about fitness, we have health, we do health topics. We actually did a pregnancy 101 workshop last year that is a topic that people don't really touch on until it's too late. And so a lot of the things we do is a proactive approach. So we say that we don't believe in on-the-job training. You know, don't get into a relationship and then try to figure everything out.
Yes, trying to wing it.
You know, that being in a relationship. Right, and if you know that that's one of your goals, which is women, of course, that's one of our goals, be in a relationship one day, not necessarily meaning that you want to be married tomorrow, but you know that one day that's something that you want. Why not do the things to invest in yourself now, to learn the skills that you feel like you need so that you can be prepared and that you'll one day be confident to become a wife. You know, it's about from everything from health and fitness. We talk about fashion, beauty, and then we talk about also, you know, relationships, communication, sacrifice, and working together. We talk about being the CEO of your home, which is everything from being able to manage schedules to make sure your bills are paid, to household management, and, you know, all of the skills that you need to be well-rounded and to be the CEO of the home, be a nurturing mother, and be a happy wife.
All right. So I asked the fellas, you know, I posted on Facebook, you know, what does it take for a man to be ready to settle down? So I want to ask you, DJ Easy, what does it take for that man to be ready to settle down?
Wow, that's a good question. I'm going to say he has to have his stuff together. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can't offer a female anything. I mean, I'm not talking about like the old days of, you know, the man takes care of the house and the woman sits at home or whatever, but you got to be able to, you know, offer something financially. you got to offer mental stability. You know, if a woman's down, you got to say the right things to pick her up. You know, do, you know, make her feel special. You know, also, you know, you gotta know that you're a strong man. I mean, mm-hmm. somebody that she can settle down with, somebody that, you know, she can see herself 30 years down the road building, you know, not from year one to year 30, building on whatever you guys got going.
Mm-hmm. And, but, you know, I hear that from some, you know, a lot of guys, you know, I want to have all my stuff in order, but sometimes we will never have everything in order. And that's just the reality of life. Like, you know, some people want to make some, well, I want to make certain that I have at least, you know, $100,000 in the bank. But I'm like, well, you work at Best Buy. And no offense to people that work at Best
Buy. What's wrong with Best Buy?
I'm fine with that. But if you just started, when are you going to get that $100,000?
Yeah.
That's going to be like 15, 25 years from now, maybe. But it might be next year. I don't know. But some people say, well, I want to have this, I want to have that. But they'll have, you know, somebody waiting in the wings for them, but they stringing them along. Well, cause I guess because she allowed it. But they say, well, I'm not ready to settle down until I have X, Y, and Z. And sometimes they'll have X and Y, and they won't have the Z.
But at what, I need to pose this question. At what point, you know, from the time you get into a relationship, at what point do you say, hey, you know, it's time to get married or it's time to get engaged? Because I see this happening a lot in society. A woman is ready for you to put the ring on it, and a man is sitting over here, just like you said, stringing her along. At what point, you know, do you say, hey, okay, this is not working. Let me go on and find somebody that wants to put a ring on her. Or say, you know, maybe I'll stick around because this guy is the guy that's worth waiting for. You see what I'm saying? It's mm-hmm. kind of, you know. Go ahead. What was she getting ready? She was getting ready to say something.
Yeah, I wanted to. I know, Coriel, you have to drop off soon.
Hello?
Can I say that again?
Do you have to drop off soon?
Yeah, I'm here. In just a few minutes. I'm going to keep going for a little while.
Okay. Yeah, I wanted to. I know we about to go to Miss Marie's rant and rave quickly. Let me go into what some of the guys were saying on Facebook about when they are ready to settle down.
Uh-oh.
Oh, Lord.
Uh-oh, some funny
William,
comments.
I swear, he cracks me up. He said, the right woman. And it's after he's finally gotten all the hoes out of his system. That could be 25 years old for some. It could be 45 years old for others. It depends on the quality of hoes that man encounters in his life. OMG, William. But that's a reality, though. Like, you know, for some men, he's like, you have to wait till he's finished womanizing.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
If he's not done with that, then he is definitely not ready. Lawrence, he said, I think a man has to feel like he has accomplished whatever it is that he needs to accomplish before he gets married. John?
Okay, that sounds like the same thing William just said.
Right.
I need to get it out of my system. That sounds like the same
thing. It was a nicer way to put it.
Johnny
said it takes two things, the desire to settle down and the right woman.
Wow, how do you know when it's the right woman, though?
I don't know. I really don't know. I just think it's a mindset thing. It's all mental.
I know what I was going to ask. If this guy has A, B, and C just so great, and he has this one thing that, you know, okay, he's not living up to what you want.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of women think that, okay, well, this is just a little thing. Maybe I can change this.
Mm-hmm.
To, you know, okay, now we're in the right pattern. You know, he's A, B, C, and D because I done changed D to what I want. Do you really want a man like that, or
a man that I can change?
Yeah, I mean, he's got all these things that's going for him except for this one thing. Do you change that one thing, or do you say, hey, you know what? It might be a couple things, you know, once we get together. I can't change this one thing. Let me find somebody that has everything I want. And not
see the thing is, nobody's gonna have 100% what you want. And if I can't accept you how you're walking into the door right now, then I can't get with you. Like, if I'm already not feeling, you know, that D that's really important to me, then it's not gonna work. You know, because potential is not enough, in my opinion. You know, yeah, he might be a great guy, but if it's something that I really can't overlook, like, him not paying child support or something. I don't know what it could be, but it's just not going to work for me. So if I can't accept him as the man that he is presented to me at that moment, because that thing might not ever come to fruition. He might not ever achieve that goal that he has set. Yeah. So, you know, I have to, you know, do some soul searching to see, like, okay, can I really accept him like this, or do I move on?
Yeah.
So, but I mean, some people will. They're like, you know what, he,
I think that
he has potential. I'm like, I don't
think
know.
That.
No, go ahead.
I was going to say, I think that goes back to being aware of yourself and knowing what you really need, because that will determine if that one thing that he's missing is something that you can deal with or if that's a non-negotiable. You know, once you've become, I won't say a certain age, but once you've reached a certain place in life and have matured enough to know what you need versus what you want, you won't even waste time with somebody who can't give you what you need.
Exactly.
If it's something petty that you can, you know, something superficial, that's just a want, that is not life-changing, it's not life-altering, it's not a break, you know, something that will completely break the relationship, or, you know, something that you can't, just completely can't get over, then I think, you know, you are at the place where you even need to be considering it. But once you know what you really need and what you're looking for in somebody, I think that, you know, you won't even want to waste that time.
Not even.
Your own, because not you know
even.
Because it won't work.
You can already tell in a lot of cases, especially when you have your stuff together. You're like, you know what? I don't feel like backtracking. But if you guys are just now tuning in, you're listening to This Date Is Over Radio right here on The Flow with your host, Miss Marie. I got DJ Easy in the studio, and I also got Coryell on the line. And it's the second hour of the show, which means it's time for Miss Marie's Rant and Rave. I didn't even write any notes today. What am I doing? I was so busy at the Super Bowl party.
Bad host.
Bad I know. Host. Bad host. Slap on the wrist. But yes, tonight we're talking about, are you ready for love? And I guess I just want to reiterate some of the tidbits that we have discussed today thus far, you know, as far as being ready for love. So instead of, you know, looking without... or outside of you, I should say, search within, you know, make certain that you are a whole person before you can actually say that you're ready for love, because sometimes we are not ready. We are not our best selves. So take the time, if you are single and you're ready to, you know, if you think you're ready for love, take this time to nurture yourself. Go to, you know, get whatever assistance it is that you need. If you want to lose weight, hey, this is a good time to get a trainer. If you want to work on your finances, if things aren't together, perhaps you should talk to, you know, a financial advisor. So do those, you know, take the necessary steps to be your best you. So because you don't want to go into a relationship or meeting someone, you know, half-stepping. Sometimes they'll accept it, maybe they won't, but you want to be your best you because you want to receive that best person. So take the time, nurture yourself. Coryell said, do that self-inventory and be honest with yourself. Are you over your ex? Are you still talking to your ex? Are you still texting your ex? Are you still sexting your ex?
Whoa.
Yeah. I mean, that's the, you know, who are you sexting? Are you sexting multiple people? It's a lot of things that could be blocking you from the person that was meant for you because you're not preparing yourselves. And a lot of times we don't, like I said, we don't take that necessary time and invest in ourselves. Like, if you could spend that money on your, whoa, they're not coming here. Do you hear that? The sirens? Don't worry, they're not coming in here.
I thought that was an intro to your
that
music
is not
or
a sound effect yeah. at all. But as I was saying, if you can invest money into looking good, you know, invest that money to get your hair done, your nails done, everything did, take that same investment and invest in your interior self. Because, you know, life ain't easy. I can tell you, life is not easy. It ain't easy for anybody. Well, some people, but it ain't easy for me. So, you know, take the time to really build yourself. You know, if you're a religious person, pray, you know, get you some spiritual warriors, some prayer warriors, and go about, you know, boosting yourself. You know, do those activities that you actually like to do, because chances are you're going to want a partner that does the same thing. So do that too. But I digress. That's my rant and rave for tonight, because I know we don't have Coryell for that much longer. So I wanted to transition into getting into more about her organization, her club, the Single Wives Club, because I posted on Facebook and Instagram a picture from her site. Okay, somebody's calling me. I can't get that right now. No, don't call here right now. Not right now. But I wanted to go more into your organization because people had a lot to say. You know, some was positive, but some was also negative. People had these preconceived notions about your organization. And the number one thing is, I'm not going to listen to somebody single tell me how I can get married or how I can find a man. So what do you say about that? What do you say to people who say, well, she's single, so what the heck is she going to teach me?
Well,
What I say is that they should check out the website before they form an opinion. They say don't judge a book by the cover. I'm sure you have never in your life heard of the term single wife, so I'm positive that you have no idea what it means until you look into it.
Mm-hmm.
Right there, clear as day on the website. Our mission is there. Our goals are there. A big part of our organization is our mentoring program, which is the Wives Society. It connects single wives with happy wives. So we have the element of married women who are speaking to us, who are coaching us, who are speaking from experience, helping us to learn from the mistakes they made, helping us to, you know, kind of teach us the things that they wish they would have known. We also have a team of coaches, everything from a life coach to relationship coaches, that teach group lessons. We have group coaching lessons. We have workshops. We have a lot of great resources, not coming from single women. Definitely the single women come in as the community standpoint. We have a membership organization, which is called the Single Wives Society, and it's a community of positive, like-minded women who are working on becoming better women before becoming wives.
So, and I'm happy you said
the
that.
The element of sisterhood. I'm sorry.
No, I'm happy that you said this. Sorry to cut you off. I'm happy you said that you have other wives who are mentors because, you know, without me knowing too much about the organization, people saying, well, why would I listen to some single person? I said, I seriously doubt that someone would have an organization called the Single Wives Club and not have any mentorship from people who are married. That just doesn't make any sense to me. So I'm
Absolutely.
Happy that you said that because I'm like, okay, I don't think that they would actually do that with the organization. So I'm happy that you were able to share that so you can dispel some of the myths that people have.
And I always make a point of saying that I'm not a relationship coach. I'm not a dating expert. I am a single woman who sees better for single women. You know, I feel like society has kind of tarnished what a wife is. Society has made it seem okay to less for yourself than what you truly deserve. And we're single women who say we want more. We're willing to work for more, but we know what we deserve, and we're not going to take anything less. It's not about you know, single women teaching each other. We are learning from each other's mistakes. We do have an open forum to discuss different issues that many of us are facing. But like I said, we have the wives, we have men that come in and speak, we have coaches who are speaking, and it's all about empowerment. And anybody who takes something negative away from that kind of needs to do a self-check, because there's absolutely nothing negative about the organization.
Right, and I didn't think that either. Of course, when I heard the name, I was like, well, that's weird. And people were like, well, that's an oxymoron. I said, well, I'll probably, you know, I would gather, I could be wrong, though, that the name was for shock value, because you get people, it starts a conversation. Because as one of my friends said,
Absolutely.
If the group was called the Women's Empowerment Marriage Movement, people would like, they wouldn't even think twice about that.
Nobody would be interested.
No, not at all. It would not be catchy. Nobody would have a first or a second thought about the Women's Empowerment Marriage Group.
What age group do you have in this single wives group, Coriel?
Well, we have everything from, I mean, I believe the youngest member that we have is 22 all the way up to 45. I would say that our core demographic is 25 to 34. She's the woman who is educated, who's in her career, who looks around and says, okay, now I got the career I want. I'm building the brand. You know, I've started a business. I'm an entrepreneur. I'm, you know, working on my goals. But I know that I want more. I know that I don't want to just have the career and just have my degrees on the wall. But I want, you know, someone to spend my life with and someone to share these moments mm-hmm. with. And that's what it's all about.
Yeah.
Together, but also knowing that you want a relationship, a healthy relationship, mm-hmm. and figuring out how you can prepare for it.
Yes, a healthy relationship. I had posted, you know, like I said, on Facebook, and one of the women said, I don't want to pay $50. I can ask some married woman in my church to help, but I don't have any issue with the group. Everyone should do what works. And I told her, I said, not to be crass, but could you ask those married women in your church if they're having sex regularly with their husbands? But I'm so serious, though, because that's one of my concerns when it comes to marriage, and I'll have, you know, the whole marriage debate on another day, but A lot of times people are not having sex when they're married. So that's definitely a question I would like to ask some of the wives in your group, like who have been married 15, 20 years. Are you still having sex with your husband regularly?
Absolutely. And that's one of the things you tell us. If you don't want to have sex on a regular basis, then marriage is not for you. You can deny all day long, you know, what it is, what you will do, what you won't do. But it is what it is. You either accept that these are the terms, this is what works, this is what, you know, makes for a happy, healthy relationship, or you can decide, I'm not willing to do that, and you won't have that. Mm-hmm. So it's all about knowing, you know, getting a reality check and saying, okay, I can't deal with this, I can't deal with that, and knowing the consequences to either, you know, dealing with it or not. And to the young lady who said that she wouldn't pay $50, it's all about what you value. You know, we'll spend money, we'll spend $50 on something in 5 minutes and not think twice about it. But when you talk about investing in yourself and improvement, people think that that's automatically be free. So I always right. say, check your bank account and see what the last couple purchases, the last couple $50 purchases were. You know, we're spending money in all the wrong places. We won't spend money to invest in ourselves and to truly better ourselves. And for what you get, for what our program offers, I think that, you know, I think that people who say things like that are just not in the place that they need to be to move to the next level. Because mm-hmm. it's all about valuing yourself and wanting to invest in yourself.
I was asking that question about age a little earlier because I know a lot of these younger women are acceptable of the term wifey. Mm-hmm. You know, if their boyfriend calls them wifey, that's to me that's just you will never get above wifey being a wifey. If you're a girlfriend, then you can progress to marriage and mm-hmm. you know, and I think a lot of our younger people need this website to go to get information.
It's a new day. It's a new day. And we really need to, you know, put more of an emphasis on the family because our families are being torn apart. You know, the divorce rates, especially within the African American community, are, as you said earlier, yes. they're staggering.
Yes.
So I'm happy that your organization is out there, you know, for people to try to rebuild the family because a lot of us didn't grow up seeing two people in a household. Some people don't even know their fathers.
And honestly, that's where a lot of my passion came in. I have a background in education, so I taught for 4 years. And you could literally, I taught elementary school. Mm. And it is sad to see the difference between the children who clearly grow up, you know, with two parents who are taking them to different places and who are teaching them things and reading to them. And as opposed to the kids who have absolutely nothing, who are barely making it to school, who are, you know, getting themselves dressed and waking themselves up and taking care of one another. And it's crazy that we're doing this to our, you know, to ourselves, really, not even just to our kids, because it's all a cycle. And so if we don't know better, we can't do better. And until we do, you know, invest in one another and figure out what we need to do to better ourselves and to help one another, you know, in turn, rebuilding our families and showing our children what love is really all about and being able to be the example for them, then we're going to continue to spiral downhill. So more importantly than, you know, wanting to necessarily be married, but wanting a healthy environment mm-hmm. to raise your children with, because that's what the bottom line is. You know, we're put here to procreate, to give back, to create the next generation. So if we're not taking that into account with every move that we make now, then we're really doing a disservice to ourselves.
And people, please stop beating up on us single people. Just because somebody is single does not mean they're not capable of giving you advice. It does not mean that we have never experienced love or are just clueless when it comes to dating and relationships. Now, I wouldn't say that I'm an expert, but it's not like I haven't loved or experienced love. So people are so quick to discount somebody that's single, like, oh, I ain't taking no advice from no single person. What they gonna teach me? I'm like, your mother's single. Your mother done had 6 kids by 5 baby's fathers, and you take advice from her. No disrespect to your moms, but I'm just saying, it's like people are so quick to hound somebody else, like, oh my God, he's single or she's single. What's she going to tell me? She don't know nothing. She can't even keep a man.
But you know, that this is funny because I used to have this same opinion about what you just said, mm-hmm. a lot of people on Facebook, because I used to look at TV and I see this woman, Dr. Ruth, who's like 95 years old,
telling you about sex.
Yeah, and I'm like, okay.
How is Dr. Ruth
going to tell me about sex at 95 years old?
Look, hey, and I'm like, I want to be having sex at 95, but hold that thought, because Coriel, are you going to be able to stick around for like 2 more minutes so we can get your information out one more time before you head out?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, hold that thought. So we got to go to a quick commercial break, so keep it right here on The Flow.
highway speeds, the average text takes your eyes off the road for about 5 seconds. That's enough time to travel the length of a football field. Stop texts, stoprex.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
And we are back. See, that was a quick break. You're listening to This Date Is Over Radio right here on The Flow with your host, Miss Marie, coming to you live from the I Am For Radio Broadcasting Network. And tonight we are talking about, are you ready for love? Please give us a call. The number is 301-560-6992, 301-560-6992. You can tweet me or hit me on Instagram at Date Is Over. Like the Facebook page, facebook.com/thisdateisover. And don't forget to go to the website, thisdateisover.com. We got some great stuff. That's where you can post your bad date stories. And you get your tickets to go on the party bus, because we are going to have a good time. It's going to be a pole on the bus, and DJ Easy is going to he's going to be on that pole.
No, it's going to be a stripper pole. He's not a pole.
Oh, no, not that pole. Oh, heavens, Lord, I did not mean that.
Yeah, not a pole on the bus.
No, I'm sorry. I call it a fitness pole. It's a fitness pole. It's
yes.
A fitness pole on the bus. And since DJ Easy is the captain of the twerk team.
Oh, like, wow.
I'm just kidding. But February 15th, we are going to have a good time. So get your tickets. I think we got a couple left, not too many. So join us. We'll have some complimentary shots on the bus, and you can bring your own as well. And we're going to go to 3 spots in the city of Washington, D.C. So get your tickets. Get them from thisdateisover.com. But before we went to break, we're talking to Coriel, who is the founder of the Single Wives Club. And I wanted her to, I know you have to head out, so just give the good people your contact information, the website, how they can join, membership fees, and all that information.
Definitely, you can check us out online at thesinglewivesclub.com. Follow us on Twitter at Single Wives Club and on Instagram at The Single Wives Club. We also have a weekly blog talk radio show that is every Wednesday from 6 to 7 p.m. Eastern. And you can log on at thesinglewivesclub.com. And we're actually launching our interactive internet TV show tomorrow at 9:30 p.m. You can tune in at thesinglewivesclub.com/TV. So you can stay connected with the single wives. We are all about educating and empowering single ladies to become better women before becoming wives. And our membership applications will be available online February 10th through 20th, every month, the 10th through the 20th. So we're definitely making a huge movement. You know, I always say it's a single wives takeover. It's a lifestyle. It's a movement. We are all about setting standards for men instead of settling for boys, and really just empowering, encouraging, and supporting one another so that we can become better women before becoming wives.
Yes, ladies, there's nothing wrong with becoming a better woman. So don't, you know, don't throw shade at this organization just because you didn't think of it. You know, I don't see why I should have to get advice. I know what I'm doing. But like, okay, then you just break up.
Hey, you don't have to. Listen, and we're not forcing anybody to do anything. Mm-hmm. You know, we don't even take everybody who applies for membership. It's a lifestyle. It's not for everybody. You know, if you want to continue to do the same things, you're going to continue to get the same results. So the Single Wives Club is for women who see better for themselves, who want better, and who are willing to better. So that is what it's all about.
Please don't deny my membership, okay? They're like, man, this chick here, she is not ready. Denied. But thank you so much for joining us.
You know that. Only you know that. And if you take, I feel like if you take the steps to say, you know what, I'm ready, I want better, I can do better, then, you know, when it's time, it'll be time, and we will welcome you with open arms.
Hey, I want better. I'm all about uplift, honey. I don't want to stay at the same level. I don't believe in making lateral moves. So,
absolutely.
I support your organization, your club. So, and I appreciate you coming on at the last minute. And hopefully we can partner and have you back on other shows in the future. And if you ever come into D.C., we can do some things together.
All right.
You might even see me on your website. I've thoroughly enjoyed talking to you. I really have. It's been educational.
And you have inspired DJ Easy. He's going to create the Single Husbands Club.
No.
You know what? I have heard that a million times, and I wish one of y'all would do it. Get it going.
I wish they would too.
It's not just us.
You're doing it for men and women. I'm going to send every man that I know to your website. I'm going to send every man
Please
that
do.
I know.
I appreciate the support.
Well, thank you once again. And go to, it's the singlewivesclub.com.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes. So thank you, Coriel. And thank you for having, you know, this vision and bringing it to life.
Thank you for having me. I'll talk to y'all soon.
All right. Take care. Thanks a lot. Well, that was fun.
Yes, I could have talked to her another 2 or 3 hours. It was
right, very and, you know, that's the thing when it comes to like the Black community, especially. It's like we don't want help, and it's like, you know, a lot of women have this attitude like, I don't need anybody telling me, you know, what I need to do to find a man, and I don't need nobody telling me, you know, that I need to take an etiquette class to be a better woman. I don't need somebody all up in my finances. I don't need nobody trying to help me to get married. I can just talk to XYZ married person who's not having sex, whose husband's cheating on them, and they can give me advice.
Wow, that's, hey, you're correct though. You're definitely correct. These ladies are, I mean, some of these ladies probably aren't experts, but they know enough about the topic and they deal with enough people to tell, to be able to tell, point you in the right direction. Their answer may not always be right,
but that's what she said.
They're mentoring enough people to have heard every story about whatever you're getting ready to say, so they can point you in the right direction and give you the right answers to, you know, your questions.
But she said they partner with married people, you know, who, you know, they partner with married women and experts when it comes to dating and relationships and marriage for their program. So it's not like she's just standing up there saying, hey, you gotta do X, Y, and Z. She's just a vessel, just like the Zetas Over Radio is. Like, we're here just to have candid conversations and bring people on who are experts in certain areas or just who have experienced certain things to talk about it.
The first step though is knowing that you have an issue, and knowing that you need help with the issue. You know, you can sit there, I'm going to give you a small example, you know, somebody that, you know, some woman that fits in the, you know, was wearing a size 8, now she's wearing a size 18, but she's wearing the same clothes that she was wearing when she was wearing a size 8. And it just doesn't look the same, you know, the same clothes doesn't, you know, I'm like,
it just ain't working for you.
Yeah, it just ain't working. Yeah, definitely. Definitely. You know, She was right on a lot of topics, and I'm definitely gonna go to her website. I mean, we don't need a single men's married club or whatever.
Yes, we do.
Nah, we don't. She's doing it all though.
Hers
is focusing more on women.
But I think there is something that needs to be out there for men. And I'm certain there are organizations that are geared towards men, but you know, just getting the men to come out and be supportive, that's a different thing. Because just as, you know, some women don't want the help, men especially when it comes to speaking about, you know, their internal feelings and just how I feel, they don't want to talk about that. They don't want to disclose that. And some men just don't want to get married.
I mean, you know, what got me is she talked about bettering yourself. And, you know, and once you better yourself, you can be a better person for that person that you're looking for. And, you know, you can offer so much more if you're here. You know, you can offer a lot more than if you're down here. You know, you, like you say, you don't have a job or you got a minimal job and, you know, you got whatever kids running around and you still dealing with your ex and, you know, you got all these issues. There's nothing you can offer the next man if you still have all these issues, you know, your job, education, you know, kids, exes or whatever. You gotta get rid of all of that, and you know, if it takes starting over, you know, you start over and build from the bottom. Start from the bottom and build yourself again.
But a man is not as open to doing that because it's like I said, that guy who, Mr. Have Nots, you know, he had no job, no steady job, he had no car, he had no place of his own. He had, you know, he did have a high school diploma, but he didn't see anything wrong with that. He was cool with that. So in his mind, he doesn't need any help. Might need a better job, but in his mind, he's cool. I'm cool. I'm ready for a woman. So in his mind, he's not going to think, you know what? Maybe I should invest my time into being a better person. Maybe I should go and join some club or organization that's going to teach me how to be a better man. I don't know of any guy that's going to just jump at that opportunity to join XYZ Club
but see,
to make him a better person.
He's not looking for a real woman. He's looking for, he's looking for somebody that's going to take care of him.
But that's a lot of men like that. And it's there are a lot of men like that.
But it's only acceptable if you got a lot of women out here that's willing to take care of a man that doesn't have nothing, doesn't want anything, not striving to be better. You know, if you got a woman that's willing to accept it, like mm-hmm. just like you said, the man looks good. You know, they willing to let, you know, three or four other things slide, you know, by the door. You know, if he's not, you know.
But at the same time, he has family members who accept that too. So yeah. There's nobody around him that's going to hold him accountable. If he doesn't have those accountability partners, then of course he's going to be cool with that. Like, just like you have the dudes who would just be on the corner all day. They there with their 15 best friends who ain't doing nothing ain't either. Doing that, yep. So they all have that group think that, okay, we're right here. We're going to be at this lower level right here. And we're not going to do anything to bring ourselves above that. We're not going to say that we need help, because all we do is stay on the corner, have fun with each other, you know, laugh and joke and drink. But nobody's really making any real money. Nobody's making any real moves and not being a real positive impact into society. But they don't see anything wrong with that. Like, they all have that group think. Like, we're all together. This is my homies. I'm not going to, like, what is going to inspire that man to say, you know what? I want better for myself. I want to go out and get help. A man is less inclined to do that than a woman.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You're definitely right about that. We have that self-pride we have self-pride. I mean, you know, yeah, I'm doing all right, or if I am doing bad, I'm going to do something myself instead of reaching out and getting help. I mean.
So how can we inspire those men, you know, to get help? Because, you know, it's hard to say it's help because, you know, people, like I said, they don't want to think that they have a problem. And it's not necessarily saying that you have a problem, but, you know, everybody could use a little kicking the behind, a little, you know, motivation. How do we motivate those guys who are not into, I don't need to talk about my feelings, you know?
You got to look at yourself in the mirror. I mean, I'm going to use myself as a prime example. For years I was DJing and, you know, and things were going well for mm-hmm. me. And, you know, some things happened and I'm, you know, I looked at the mirror and myself and I'm like, damn, you know, I can't be DJing at 65 or, you know, 70 years old.
What's
DJing?
Wrong with DJ?
I mean, at 70 years old, no.
Okay, 65.
I know,
DJs.
Yeah, it's still a cool Red Alert or whoever. They still out there, but it's not that many of them. So I had to look at myself in the mirror and I said, you know what? I got this motto for myself now is every day I wake up, I got to move forward. I got to be positive. I got to do something to better myself. And that's the way I didn't used to look at life like that, but you know, until you do, you're not gonna get anywhere. Mm-hmm. You know, you gotta take that first step. I mean, if you're on the corner, like you just said, if you're on the corner every day with the same dudes, you gotta change your surroundings. Like, you know, you can't be,
I mean, it might not even be happy hour. I mean, you could just have this group of friends and y'all really are just making lateral moves in life.
Yeah. I mean, you gotta change your surroundings. You can't be with, you know, these XYZ dudes that ain't mm-hmm. doing nothing with themselves, because you're going to continue to not do anything mm-hmm. as long as you're with them. But if you're with these dudes over here on the left and everybody's every day trying to make moves financially, trying to make moves, you know, spiritually, trying to, you know, just trying to better themselves, you're going to try to better yourself too, because you're with them. And you're not going to want to be the topic of discussion.
Right. You look know, at this him. Dude, yeah, think look, he better than everybody else.
Yeah.
So, but like I said, how do you, besides him looking within, how do you get that man motivated enough to want to better himself? Like, how is he going to go to a, of course, the singlewivesclub.com, he's not going to even think twice about going to that site. So how can we get him to look up like blackandmarriedwithkids.com or something that's positive about uplifting the family, something that he can do that's tangible to be better and do better?
Well, I think one thing is, I mean, the first thing is a job. I mean, a job just changes, you know, so much. If you're mm-hmm. just standing on the corner, not making any money on the corner, begging, you know, drinking every day, doing whatever.
I mean, you know what? Take that out of the equation. Say he has a job. Okay. Well, you know what? I got to go to commercial. I'll tell you that question when we all come right. back from break. So definitely. Keep it right here on The Flow. Give us a call, 301-560-6992. 301-560-6992. You can tweet me or hit me on Instagram at Date Is Over, and also like the Facebook page, facebook.com/thisdateisover. So keep it right here on The Flow on rocktheflow.com.
My name is Dale Pazinski. I volunteer with United Way to help the homeless in my community learn computer skills and build a basic resume. I don't just wear the shirt, I live it.
Give, advocate, volunteer, live united. Go to liveunited.org, brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
I'm Kendall, and you are listening to This Day Is Over Radio with my auntie, Miss Marie, right here on The Flow.
You're listening to This Date Is Over Radio right here on The Flow. Your girl, Miss Marie. Also got DJ Easy in the studio. What up?
Yes, yes, yes. I'm so excited about the rest of the show.
Are you now?
Got big things. Got big things.
Big things? Yes, what big things you got going on?
I'm waiting on your comments so I can.
You ready to chime in?
Yeah, yeah. I'm chiming in. Yeah, that is what's up. I'm a co-host guest, so whatever you say, I got to back you up.
Oh, I appreciate that. Well, you just heard music from Mother's Finest. Yes, I love that song. I just love music. It's another throwback for you, and the song was Love Changes. Because love does change. It definitely does change. But what are you doing to prepare yourself to receive and to give love? And that's what we're talking about tonight. And I asked DJ Easy before the break, like, how do you motivate these guys? Because it seems like so many are unmotivated. Like, a lot of people, especially guys, just do not care when it comes to working on themselves and being a better person. You'll have a guy who doesn't have a pot to piss in ready to get to a relationship. You know, I've come across, I don't know, maybe something about me that says, I might have like a tattoo on my head that I can't see that says, please take care of me, because I meet guys who just do not have it together. So I keep my distance from them. Like, I met a guy, like I said, nice guy. Same situation. He did not have a job. He did not have a car. He was sleeping on somebody's couch. Let's see. He also did not even have a high school diploma.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, that's ugly.
Didn't even have a GED.
Wow.
So I'm like, what are you talking to me for?
Yeah, he's not pursuing nothing.
Right. I was like, this date is over. I'm sorry. Like, we cannot. No, nothing will ever become of this.
But you got women out here that promote. I mean, as long as there's one or two women out here that's susceptible of this man not pursuing nothing, not having nothing, not doing anything,
mm-hmm.
it's always gonna be men out here like that. It's just a fact.
Yeah, because it's what you allow. You know, he will take it, and I can't accept that. I can't do it. And it's funny because one of the guys I was speaking about, I had gone out a few weeks ago, and I saw him out with a woman. I was like, man, she's stupid.
Oh, you saw
that
him out?
That wasn't nice. I'm sorry.
Knew she was paying for the date, right?
I knew she was paying for that date, honey. I saw him out. I was like, I know you don't belong in here. You need to be at work working four jobs. Like, you do not need to be in here with this woman. So I'm like, oh, yeah, she fell for it. She fell for his hazel eyes or whatever.
I was like,
you go, girl.
Yeah, you got some smooth talkers out there that just, you know, years ago, you know, I would say, you know, it was more of a physical thing, but, you know, guys and girls need to, when you meet somebody, ask the question, you know, do they have a JOB? You know, what is their education like? You know, what are they pursuing? You know, what in 5 years, are they looking ahead 5 years? Do they see themselves, you know, where do they see themselves in 5 years?
Mm-hmm.
You know, like you said, where are they living at? What are their living arrangements? Are they trying to get off their mother's couch and mm-hmm. try to get their own place? You know, it's a lot of things you got to ask before you say, hey, that guy's cute, you know, 6'2",
right.
green eyes and, you know, 180 pounds or whatever. You know, you got to ask yourself other things. You know, the long term,
mm-hmm.
you know, about that guy, you know, it's just a fact that you have to. I mean,
right. And I understand, you know, I'm not trying to beat a guy up regarding his financial situation, because I've been laid off before. I know what it feels like to be unemployed and lose your job. So I can get it. You know, if you had to move back with your mother or your sister, what have you, I'm not going to like beat you up. But it's like, okay, what are you doing to better yourself? What are you doing to change your situation? You know, are you just being complacent with somebody, you know, taking care of you? Or are you really putting forth some type of effort to save money and to get your own and do better for yourself? But even with the guys who have their stuff together when it comes to finances, they don't have it together when it comes to love. Like, they have no desire to really treat a woman the way that he wants to be treated. Like I said, he's in a position to receive love, but giving love is a whole other story.
And that's when you look at, I mean, it's the same exact way. That's when you look at a woman and you only want woman for one thing. Mm-hmm. You know, you don't want women for love. You want women for that one thing that they can give you their pleasure, you know, in the bedroom. Mm-hmm. And that's what you look for. You got all these other things together, but hey, I got my finances, I got my education, I got my everything. You know, all I need is a woman for this, you know. And, you know, that...
Ooh,
wow.
Hello. I'm deaf. Yes, I can no longer hear out of my left ear.
Yeah, that goes to, you know, back in the day when, you know, a man married a woman, he had all the finances. He had everything together. Mm-hmm. All he wanted a woman for was to cook.
Take care of
and
home.
And the bedroom and then the babies.
Had them babies.
And, you know, sometimes it's that way right now. Mm-hmm. You know, the same way. That's like I was saying, you know, you can be a fine woman riding in a beat-up Chevy Chevette 1981. You gonna get a man out there that wants you.
Hey man, I drive a Toyota, damn it, and I'm happy with that Toyota. Okay, it's not clean, but
she needs a man to clean the Toyota.
Yes. Any volunteers to clean that Toyota, I will accept. You know, that's funny because somebody posted in the Facebook group that when I asked, "Are you ready for love?" and she said, "Yes, I'm ready to stop taking out my own garbage."
Oh my god! Oh my God.
I thought that was funny. Yeah, because I do not like taking out the trash. Lord knows I don't.
Wow.
Heck no.
That's something that you hate, or it's just like...
I don't like bugs. And it's like, we have a trash room. I don't like going to the trash room because they have like hopping spiders in there. And they might kill me.
Oh my God.
I could die.
Oh, yeah, right.
One of those things jumped on my leg before and I almost died.
They don't have
because
any,
I tried to run and I almost fell. Hey man, it hopped and it landed on my leg and it was big. It was bigger than a quarter. It was bigger than a 50-cent piece.
Oh wow, it's probably a granddaddy long leg.
I don't
harmless.
Give a damn what it was. No, it jumped on me. It attacked me. Therefore, I am no longer qualified to take out my own garbage. So, fellas, if you have any volunteers, yeah.
So you're hiring to take out your garbage?
Heck yeah, I cook, so that'd be your
payment. Have a plate at the door and a
you
bag of
damn right, and it's gonna taste good too.
Oh, wow.
I know how to cook. That's, you know, are you finding that a lot of women don't know how to cook
these days? Yes,
that's scary to me. That shows how ignorant I am, because I just assumed that a lot of women knew how to cook, because I'm hearing a complaint from guys nowadays that women cannot cook.
Well, I'm not saying you're old school, but you're more old school than these little, you know, 21, mm-hmm. 25-year-old or whatever. You know, their meal is going out getting McDonald's or going to, you know, we went to IHOP. You know, that's a famous, you know, young person hangout spot. Let's go to IHOP, you know, go to IHOP before the club, go to IHOP after the club.
I get going to IHOP after the club because you want those pancakes to soak up the liquor.
Yeah.
That I understand.
You're right about that.
But to not cook at all, yeah, I wanted to learn how to cook well enough to save my life and, you know, not have to depend on this, you know, going out to eat all the time. Even though I do like to go out to eat, but I like to cook. And that was one of the reasons why I chose the college I went to, because they had kitchens in the dorms. So,
wow.
Yeah, because when I was doing my little first of all, I didn't even want to go to college, but yeah, my parents made me go. So when I found the school I was going to go to, I was like, oh shoot, they got kitchens. Sold. Because I had two closets. One closet was for my clothes, my other closet was for my pots and pans.
So your favorite class in high school was home ec?
You damn right. That was my favorite class.
I tried to get into that class and could never, they would never get put me in that class.
I wanted
to eat, and I like girls, so the class was always full with girls. And
I didn't
always,
like the sewing part though.
Food. Oh,
I can't
right.
sew.
Oh, yeah,
I only wanted the food, the cooking component. But we got to go to commercial, so keep it right here on the flow. 301-560-6992 is the number to the studio. That's 301-560-6992. You can tweet me or hit me on Instagram at dateisover, and also like us on Facebook, facebook.com/thisdateisover. So keep it right here on the flow.
Did you just look down at your phone? You did it again, didn't you? You know, you're flying down the road in a 3-ton hunk of steel, and a text takes your eyes off the road for an average of 5 seconds. At 55 miles per hour, that's long enough to travel the length of a football field and cause some serious damage. Turn it off. Trust me, whatever it is, you'll live.
Learn more at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
At highway speeds, the average...
Time you
You're listening to This Date Is Over Radio right here on The Flow with your host, Miss Marie. Also got DJ Easy in the studio. What's up, DJ Easy?
Hello, everyone. Hope you're enjoying the show.
Me too. And we're coming to you live from the I Am For Radio Broadcasting Network on rocktheflow.com. Make sure you check out the show each and every Sunday night, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on The Flow. That's rocktheflow.com. You can download the TuneIn app. You can listen to us on your phone, mobile device, or your laptop. That's TuneIn, T-U-N-E-I-N. Search for The Flow, and we are the very first station that pops on the list. And you can check out some of the other great programming that we have here on The Flow. Now, you just heard one of my favorite Chaka Khan songs, Everlasting Love. Man, I love that song.
Yes, yes.
Anybody that knows me knows that I'm a music lover. Like, all day, every day, I'm listening to music. And that song right there, that's a special song.
Ooh, yes, I would love to see her in concert. I mean, Chaka Khan is just number one.
Legend.
Yeah, number one.
Legend. But it's almost time for us to get out of here. So, some parting words. Actually, before you do that, DJ Easy, don't forget.
2 hours is over with just
yes,
like that?
Yes, just like that. Just like that. But thank you to Coriel from the Single Wives Club, based in Atlanta, Georgia, I believe, for joining us tonight to discuss some things that we can do to get ready for love. But don't forget to get your tickets for the party bus, February 15th. We're going to have some fun. We got that fitness pole, like I said. And DJ Easy will show you how to twerk. I don't know how to twerk. I don't believe in twerking. But if somebody else wants to do it, that's their business. I don't have much to twerk, but that's neither here nor there. But go to thisdateisover.com to get your tickets. And also thank you to Lawrence and Michael Avon for shooting the video last week in the studio. We had a really good time talking about the Dutch debate, and that's also on thisdateisover.com if you haven't seen the full video. Even though I do not like to watch myself or to hear myself speak, I think they did a good job, so I appreciate them doing the video. And next week Lawrence should be joining us because it's going to get heated in the studio.
And what's going on next week?
The topic is, so what if he's with a white girl?
Ooh.
Yes. Ooh. Yes. So what if he's with a white girl? So we'll be talking about that next week on This Date Is Over Radio. But any parting words from you, DJ Easy, on, you know, tonight we've been talking about, are you ready for love? Any parting words?
I'm speechless. I'm ready for next week right now.
Now, let's focus on this week, though.
Oh, my God. That's a great topic. I just say to men, you got to better yourself before you can even, like, look for relationships. If you're not offering that woman anything, you're not going to get anything back. I mean, you're not going to get a real woman. I mean, you're going to get somebody that may be physically fulfilling, but you're going to get nothing else. You know, it's just, if your stuff isn't together, you can't look for anybody else's stuff to be together.
I know. The sad thing is that it happens all the time. You see it on the Maury Povich show.
Oh, my God. That's not a show.
All day, every day. It should be called the You Are Not the Father show.
Yeah, that's not a show.
Whatever. So that's it for you, DJ Easy?
2 hours over, and I loved every minute of it.
Well, thank you for joining us, and thank you guys for listening. We appreciate it. I wrote down this long laundry list of notes for my parting words. Let's see. For starters, thanks for tuning in once again. Thank you to DJ Easy and to Coriel from the Single Wives Club for joining us. Don't be so quick to dismiss organizations, you know, that are geared towards uplift, especially when it comes to the family structure. You know, with divorce rates are what, over 50%, I believe, in America.
Yeah.
So I think people should be bowing down that there's somebody out there who has, you know, the tools and, you know, the reach to put together an organization that's geared towards building the family structure, to building, you know, what's been missing, what's been lacking, because the black family is being torn apart.
Yes.
And that's very unfortunate. So, you know, when it comes to getting yourself ready for love, you know, take those necessary steps to be your best you, to better yourself. And don't be afraid to ask for help. You know, we all could use a little bit of help every now and then.
All the time. All the time.
So, like Coriel said earlier, ladies, make that man prove his worth. You know, don't lower your standards. Don't just get sucked in, because Lord knows I have done that. Like, oh my gosh, he's so wonderful. And by the time I really open my eyes, I'm like, oh damn, this dude don't do nothing. He don't do nothing. Here I am crying my eyes out. I'm like, wait a minute. This guy is lame. Yeah. You know, talk is cheap, honey. Talk is cheap. Actions speak. So, you know, don't settle. Don't lower your standards. And don't be motivated. Can't even speak. Don't be motivated by loneliness. And I got a late text from my buddy Marlo. And he said, men won't change until women stop dating them. So, ladies, you have to set the bar higher. Don't date these dudes who are just not right for you just because he's somebody that's just hanging around. You know, write down what it is that you are bringing to the table and then see if he matches that. And if he doesn't, then it's time to cut him loose. Don't waste your time. You know, don't go through the heartache and pain, because Lord knows I have done it. I have done it, and I do not want to do that again. So, yeah, that is our time. So thank you once again for joining us on This Date Is Over Radio. Catch us next Sunday and each and every Sunday night, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on The Flow. Go to thisdateisover.com. Make certain you post your bad date stories. And also, feel free to keep in contact with me. You can hit me on my email, info@thisdateisover.com. You can tweet me or hit me on Instagram, @dateisover. You can also like the Facebook page, facebook.com/thisdateisover. So, yeah, that's all I got to say. Hope you guys have a great and blessed week, and we'll be back with us next Sunday. Bye-bye.